Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is Monday, the 17th of August, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Have Ashley in there. Good morning, Ashley. What day is today?
It is National I Love My Feet Day.
Wow. I love it. Wow. It's, you know what? It's like your teeth. If you don't take care of your feet and your teeth, you know, those are the things that get you around.
You'll never be able to deploy.
Really? Well, oh, yeah. And many other things.
Your teeth. Okay, good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to give you a quick weather update here. Slight chance of thunderstorms with our highs of 101. Overnight lows of 76. Tuesday calls for 108 with our overnight lows of 71. And Wednesday will be hot with 104 and our overnight lows of 65. Thursday calls for 100. And Friday will be about 104, so we're getting ready for, you know, of course, another hot week. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. So if you go out and you feel that muggy kind of, feeling in the air, mostly cloudy and hot again, and low winds. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Now, where were you yesterday? I can only tell you, my parents came up to visit. And as we were getting ready to leave, that crack of thunder.
Your dad and I were standing outside by the car. He was holding,
hangers.
Clothes and hangers above, you know, how you hold it up off the ground.
That could have been
it. And it hit. I mean, it was just like, it was just like we were in the middle of it.
That would have been a freak accident. However, so my mom and I are in, the dog just jumped. And the TV blacked out, and it was just a major crash. I think it was right over us as that happened. And anyway, so throughout the day, it was kind of a, like rolling thunder. My mom's from the Midwest, so it was kind of like that weather. Anyway, so that's what the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Monday morning, always when we come in, we're getting ourselves adjusted. And, because we have so many shows throughout the weekend, so we get ourselves adjusted. And we love the Sue McClain News Hour. We're so happy to have her with us. You know, can I just start off with something that I want to share with our listeners that, you know, about our local businesses and as we try to keep the up happening. We went into recently I went into a local business and I was, you know, reading this woman in front of me. I said, "How are you doing? What's going on?" She said, "I just got a call." This was last week. "I just got a call from my son's teacher and, you know, she said, I'm a single mom. Thank God I have my mother here, but I'm really trying to work. And so all I'm asking in this little segment I'm talking about is that we really try to find more grace in our patience level, to find grace. Because in headlines and talking to people face to face, one of which today is, I don't know if I can do this. Moms brace for school year, juggling jobs, remote learning amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you've never been raised on core math, which I know I was not, and there's a learning curve, and for these single moms or parents that are trying to work because you need a two-income family in many instances, that is something that is beginning today is school. Some start, some don't. And, of course, the headlines about those people, like in Georgia, of course, that were the hundreds of people that are quarantined.
Started school and then they had to quarantine. But the thing about it, I saw something last night. It was, don't ask me how we got onto this, but it was America's Funniest Home Video. And this little girl she's whispering. She's FaceTiming her mom and says, "When are you coming home, Mom?" She says, I don't think Daddy ever went to school. He's trying to help me with my math. I mean, she's like little. He's trying to help me with my math, but he doesn't know how to get the answers. And I just don't think he went to school. And, I mean, it is hilarious because that would be what my daughter would be saying if it was during this time frame. If it was, you know, we were back. If it was now instead of back then, it would be her going, "I don't think my daddy ever went to school, and he's dumb."
Well, speaking of, our kids dropped off the grandkid, Ashlyn, to college, which is 3 hours away from Albuquerque. And it was 107. It's COVID. They have an hour and a half to get all of her stuff. There's windows for each kid in their dorm. So it's 107. They have an hour and a half to move a refrigerator, a microwave, all of her bedding and all that stuff, and go in and say goodbye. She's with one other girl, and then they share a bathroom, and then there's another girl. So it's kind of a new dorm system.
Yeah.
And she said she cried all the way home, cried herself to sleep.
Yeah. It happens the night before.
Yeah. But still,
because she was upset.
Well, no, it's the whole thing of trying to let go of your first, and they're so tight. So that all that energy is happening around our country.
Well, you know, the thing, the part is that you've got some schools opening, some not opening. Some are going to open and shut. Some are only opening part-time. This thing is, the impact it's having on families and is just, I mean, how can you calculate it? We still don't know. Anyway, today at 7:15, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, I will warn you right now, is a very conservative kind of guy, and he's writing for several conservative websites, but he's also a best-selling number one New York Times bestseller author on several books. And he's going to talk about the vaccine and is this a good idea if it's only worked for 50% of the people? So I'm interested in hearing his comments on this, but he's going to come on right after the break. And then our Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is going to come on, and they're discussing another issue here in Shasta County. But it's Monday, only 6 more working days. You know, when you get the phone call, you're kind of like Sunday afternoon, and you get a phone call from one of your producers, like Ashley. It says, "We have a lot of water pouring down into the office spaces." I mean, she says, "Are you awake?" I went, "Oh yeah, I'm awake. I just don't know what to say right now." She says, "I've got the trash cans out and I'm catching it." And so I came on down and the water had stopped. But, oh yeah, there was a lot of water there for a few minutes. And so we called the maintenance guy for the building. He came on down Sunday afternoon. Said he found out what the problem was and we don't have to worry about it now.
Well, thank God it wasn't over the microphones and the studio equipment.
And we have had that. We have had water leak from the overheads into the production room, but you'd be surprised how fast they whip out the plastic to cover everything there. Anyway, okay, everybody, Monday, it's going to be a great week. One of the things, after the whole weekend, I sat in front of ever heard of a low country boil? A low country boil is where you put corn and potatoes and shrimp and artichokes and crawfish.
Is it crawdads or crayfish?
Crawdads.
Okay. Well, we got crawdads. They were frozen, but we unfroze.
Quit stepping on my story here. little lady.
All right.
But you put it into a big pot. In this case, it's a 60-quart pot.
Your birthday present.
You fill it up. It was. Fill it up with water. And then you put it on this propane heater that pushes out 60,000 BTUs of heat to warm this thing. And then to get it boiling, because you can add all the mixtures. And a big shout-out to Bill Mastin and John from across the street, because, you know, they've done something like this before. So for
another
hour,
birthday present.
And, you know, on Saturday afternoon, it's 109 degrees. We're out there over a boiling cauldron. you know, it was stirring so it, stirring it, sipping it, and it was like,
oh my God.
Is this the way it's supposed to taste? Oh, no, that's the way it's supposed to taste. And then, I, you know what? I made the mistake of wearing Levi's. Soaked through the Levi's, soaked through the shirt. We were all standing out there drinking copious amounts of water, beer, and other things just to keep the liquid in us. But
it was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Don't let the potatoes cook.
Well, it was a test run. It was a test run for a dinner that we sold for One Safe Place, and we wanted to see how that all came together, and we decided that we're not going to do that dinner in August again.
Well,
there's
we could,
no way.
We could, but I'm not going to use crawdads anymore.
Unless they're live.
Unless they're live and big.
Yes.
Smaller ones don't work. So I've got
it was fine.
I'm buying an alligator now.
All right. Okay, well, that makes sense. So
anyway, but what I was getting at was after all of this, and I fell into, we fell, because Linda did just as much work, but she was on the inside sweating. we fell into our sleep number bed.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
True.
Adjusted my sleep number. Adjusted my sleep number setting to 50. I'm sorry, to 60, my sleep number setting 60, because you can adjust your sleep
number. Absolutely, and we have dual control, so mine's 55, my sleep number setting's 55, and I like the fact that I can, you know, make it, I can vary it, but I kept it at 55. It's a savior. It's helped me through a long health crises that I had, and this weekend when we were sweating trying to figure out this low boil, it's just it's a support that you want to, especially everything that's going on right now in our country, back to school and kids,
yeah.
and the stress factor of what you just think about in a daily life right now. You need your sleep.
That's right. And right now they're having the biggest sale of the year. When all beds are on sale for a limited time, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed that adjusts to your moves as you move through the night, plus special financing, and it goes through today. That's right, through today at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Head on down there today and try it out. 7:17 in the morning, and Dr. Jerome Corsi when we get back.
Asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived. Praying it's the weather that has kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. Today, the 17th, 7:21 in the morning, and on the phone is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi. And good morning, doctor.
Great to be with you again. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Corsi is an investigative journalist and a senior staff writer for several conservative websites, but he's also the author of number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, number one New York Times bestseller, The Obama Nation, and author of bestseller, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Plus, I've seen you on numerous TV shows or news shows throughout the last few years. So welcome and thanks for being
on the show.
A great pleasure to be with both of you, Carl and Linda. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, doctor, the reason I brought you on is you wanted to talk about this vaccine and the vaccines that people are trying to be that want to have approved after a year and that may only have a 50% effective rate.
Well, we're finding that out now because Dr. Fauci is saying very clearly, he's given two interviews saying the vaccine may only be 50% effective. In other words, this new Moderna vaccine, which, by the way, will modify your RNA, if you get the vaccine, you'll have equal chance of getting COVID-19 or not getting it. It's kind of be almost as unsure as the typical seasonal flu shot. And that's confirmed. They've even published the regulations for this emergency use authorization, which now for vaccines is only saying that it may be effective. It doesn't require anything more than 50% reliability, which is pretty shocking to me.
Well, why would they? I mean, well, the flu vaccine, how effective is that?
Not terribly effective. I mean, it's like a hit or miss. It all depends on whether they get the right strain of the flu. See, the problem is you're dealing with viruses when you deal with flus or colds or coronaviruses, and they mutate, and so you don't know which one precisely you've got. And even if a virus is effective sometime, a vaccine is effective sometime, it's not going to always be effective. And that's the problem, is that we've had the AIDS virus, which has been around now for about 30 years, and we still don't have a vaccine for it because it faces the same kind of a problem.
Well, the fact is the common cold, like you said, the flu, they base a lot of times vaccine on the previous year's flu. But this one is a brand. Is this one? I mean, they're starting from scratch with COVID, or are they?
Well, they are. I mean, they're starting with a virus that's been around, the SARS virus, but this is different. This one has a different genome. It's structured different. And so, but the problem is, even this virus is already mutating. And so, by the time we get a vaccine around, which will be end of the year, let's say December, again, I don't think you're going to find it to be terribly reliable. And I'm basing that on what Dr. Fauci of the NIH has said in two interviews. And on my website, CourseyNation.com, the article I wrote about this cites his interviews. So I reference them. And you can see Fauci going public saying the vaccine may only be 50% effective.
Okay, so for anybody, for our listeners, that is Coursey Nation. That's C-O-R-S-I, Nation.com. You can see that right now with breaking news and some of the other topics that you write on. I think it's important for our listeners as they're at their computers to be able to coincide this interview with some of your topics.
And if you go to that, you can see the five slides that the doctor's talking about. Now, hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Comments on that, doctor?
Well, hydroxychloroquine appears to be much more effective. I've got a free ebook with some of the top research on hydroxychloroquine right on the homepage of CourseyNation.com. Just put your email in it and click the red button, and it'll be sent to you as a PDF book, ebook on your email. But what we see in Dr. Riesch, for instance, who is in this ebook, he's an epidemiologist at Yale University. And he said this protocol developed by Dr. Zelenko, which is hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and an antibiotic, azithromycin or doxycycline, is very effective in early stage COVID or in preventing COVID-19. But many states have said this is, you know, it's a 70-year-old medication, and it's being demonized because it's a generic medication. It only costs about $20. And the problem is, they're trying to, Fauci and the others at the NIH and the CDC are trying to preserve the market for big pharmacy with an expensive vaccine or treatment. I mean, most people don't understand the NIH and the CDC are only quasi-governmental. They're really public-private partnerships with big pharmacy and 501c3 foundation, the Gates Foundation Fund. And doctors like Fauci, under the Bayh-Dole Act, which was passed about 30 years ago, is permitted to have patents on treatments for illnesses. He's got some patents on elements that are in COVID-19, and those patents get paid. And Fauci makes money under the Bayh-Dole Act when, in fact, a vaccine is rolled out that uses one of the patents that Fauci's name is on. And so you've got this being really I think corrupt bias against medications that may work, but aren't terribly expensive and are commonly available. Hydroxychloroquine's been around for approximately 70 years, and there's just millions of prescriptions that have been written worldwide.
One of our listeners uses it for his arthritis, and he says he's been using it for years, and it's the first thing that they found that could work for him. And he doesn't understand why everybody's so excited. I mean, why everybody is so against it when it's been around, and it helps a lot of people. A doctor, I have we have somebody here. We have an ear, nose, and throat doctor here that's been on the show and has put this out. But he says for so many years that, you know, we swab the nasal passages, you know, when we're getting ready to operate, or we use for cleaning to prevent infection, betadine. And he has found that if he puts a half a teaspoon in a 40 milliliter saline solution and he sprays it up his nose, he believes that that's going to help prevent the virus from coming, you know, getting back into your sinus systems and then dripping into your nose. This is something that's being studied, and it's simple, and it's across the counter. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I mean, there's different kinds of sprays that people can use, and if they kill viruses, they can be very effective, and there's no reason not to think that some of these might work. But the one I'm focused on is really the hydroxychloroquine and zinc, because hydroxychloroquine will open your cells, and the zinc will tell the RNA not to duplicate the virus, and it's been found to be efficacious in country after country. And it's still shocking. It's used. It is still an FDA-approved medication, and a doctor can prescribe it off-label for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
But the FDA is continuing to demonize it, saying it causes these heart problems. And on my website, CourseyNation.com, if you'll take a look, I've interviewed many cardiologists, and they basically say it does not come up in their practice where people come in with taking hydroxychloroquine for lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or malaria, and they have heart issues. I've taken hydroxychloroquine many times going overseas where there was risk of malaria, and I take it every day, much more of a dose than is required for COVID-19, very small doses for COVID-19, and I've never had a problem with it. It just seems to me like this demonization is rooted in greed and money, and it's deeply troubling to me that people are going to be allowed to be sick or die when, you know, pharmacies can't fulfill a prescription. I created at Coursey Nation a tele-MD program where you can get an interview with a physician licensed in your state who can prescribe hydroxychloroquine and zinc if it meets your needs, and a national pharmacy can fill the prescription and send it to you. And that's completely legal, and I've been running this now since about March. And the program has expanded greatly because I think more people hear about hydroxychloroquine, the more people, I think, legitimately question why they can't get it if it's prescribed by an MD.
It seems like you could. Hey, doctor, we have to take a quick break. Can we hold you over for a few more minutes?
Yes, I'll be happy to stay with you.
Hey, doctor, one of the things when we get back I'd like to talk about in our remaining segment here is Democrats have started their convention tonight of whatever it is, the distant convention. And what your thoughts are here for the upcoming the remaining days for the election, before the election. But this
great. I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from you from your vantage point back there. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, and this is an outstanding bank. It was there for their customers and even people that weren't their customers during the early stages of COVID when they got into the Paycheck Protection Program. Well, let me tell you, Cornerstone Community Bank saved thousands of jobs around here and made sure, money flowed to the businesses so they could stay open. Cornerstone Community Bank is still moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or head down to one of their locations at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 1845 California Street. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2.
We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Carlin Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Good morning, and we have with us Dr. Jerome Corsi on the line. He, in the first segment, we addressed his concerns with the vaccination that people are working on here, but it's only has to be 50% effective. And indeed, since we have hydroxychloroquine available, why aren't we using that a lot more? It seems to have a positive effect along with zinc to help people with COVID. And we appreciate you being here with us today, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's getting down to the line on this election. It just seems like last time I looked, it was like 180 days, and now here we are. What's your thoughts on what's happening here?
Well, I think the Democrats are going to have a tough time. First of all, Joe Biden does not appear to be at the top of his game mentally, and that's a problem. And then this Kamala Harris has a lot of baggage. Even in California, she was very aggressive in prosecuting various blacks for minor offenses. I don't think she's going to carry the black vote the way the Democrats had planned. And the agenda has become so radical for the Democrats. I mean, as you see the nightly violence in Portland, Oregon, I mean, this is almost like the Democrats are running their campaign in the streets. And the picture being presented of America is that we want an America that is in rebellion, is being torn up, is in disarray, defunding police, with Democratic governors reluctant to reopen states and running huge deficits. I think there's going to be a real contrast. And I'm also very seriously concerned about the mail-in voting.
What is your, you know, we had our county clerk on Friday, in fact. I threw every question I could think of about it. You know, what happens if when people come up and just sign up and register, and then they sign their name and they can vote, or voting by mail? And she pretty much answered all of them except She's looking. We were looking at the county level. When you look at the national level, what do you think that? What is your concern there, Doctor?
Well, I think I agree with President Trump that absentee balloting has been around for a long time, and is a pretty controlled system. The problem, I've just seen so many, you know, these mailing literally millions of ballots. First of all, they're mailing them to people who are dead. Some pets are getting the ballots. In some states, they're even coded on the outside, you know, to get an identification number on your ballot. I've seen states where they put R for person registered, Republican D, so your number is like 42137R or that same number D, depending on your registration, coded on the outside of the envelope, which invites postal officials or someone to just throw those ballots away depending upon what their political bias is. And it's a problem because how are you going to, you know, who knows who really filled out the ballot and mailed it back in? And what control do you have over that? I can see ballots suddenly being produced and taking days later. This has been the problem in some of the areas in California where, you know, a Republican wins on the night of election, then as days go in and more ballots are found, the Democrat wins. It's almost like enough ballots were produced after the fact to change the results of the election.
That happened down in Orange County. All of a sudden, 200,000 ballots were found or something like that.
Right.
That
I mean, that's just unacceptable. And then ballots are going to be lost in the mail. It's just not a reliable system. This bulk mail has always been a problem for the post office. And again, the post office is running a deficit. The Democrats are going to be desperate to get this mail in. It seems like, to me, what they're telegraphing is they have such a weak ticket, the only way the Democrats think they can win is voter fraud. And this, the optics of Nancy Pelosi pushing for this mail-in voting in the last minute here, I mean, this has never been done before on a national level. We could take various measures to social distance. We could have the polls open for an extra day. We could require people to wear masks. But the polling can be done in person, and I think a great number of people are going to want to vote in person. I'd rather see some adjustment of the in-person voting, maybe get the National Guard out to make sure that voters are not attacked by Antifa or, you know, hassled in a way to vote. But there are steps that can be taken. And I just think this mail-in ballot is an idea that has not been well thought out and has any number of possibilities for fraud and shouldn't be used as a new measure when the Democrats are clearly pushing for it in a desperate way. It looks like they are seemingly suggesting it's the only way they can win.
Well, I think they had the primaries. Was it New Jersey? And it was 3 weeks later. They still didn't have the winners for a variety of reasons.
Still being contested in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know? There's so many issues. Someone votes in person, and then a mail-in ballot shows up under their name. Well, which one do you count? And you know, are all votes in person provisional until you check whether or not that person has voted by mail-in or someone has voted for them by mail-in? And how do you know who really fills out the ballot? You know, the ballot shows up in your house and it is returned. Who knows who filled that out? So, I mean, it's again, just too many opportunities for fraud, too many opportunities to not deliver ballots, fill them out, send them back in. And it would be a nightmare when you're dealing with millions of ballots to check in-person voting against mail-in voting. I mean, we might not have the election settled for months. And I just don't see this as being an effective system. I think we can come up with something much better.
I like the idea of letting people vote over a period of 3 or 4 days, and then they can just show up.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't see at least California, we have the mail-in ballot. But then they changed it to the fact, okay, you have a mail-in ballot, but you can also go down to your polling place that day and vote. So we've got like a hybrid going here, which I think is, because a lot of people are like myself and Linda, we like to go down fill out our ballots and watch it be counted in the machine as we put it there.
I like to do that too.
Yeah.
And you know, the point is that this mail-in is just really a uncontrolled system. The post office is not a rigorous system. If it were, we wouldn't have UPS and Federal Express and other competitors, DHL, which have made businesses on the inefficiency of the post office. The post office loses mail all the time, and voting is just too serious an activity. I mean, the integrity of voting, I think, is one of the things we have to preserve almost as sacred. Otherwise, we're not going to have reliable elections at all. And I think the American people deserve to have reliable elections. They're key in the whole constitutional republic structure that we have. Voting is does change things dramatically, and we know voter fraud occurs. It's been proved over and over again. Judges have even been found guilty for changing ballots, and many people have been prosecuted for changing ballots and adding ballots and trying to rig elections by, you know, it's not who votes, but it's who counts the votes that makes a difference. We can't go to that kind of a system.
We're here with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he has a website, and it's called the Corsi Nation, CORSINation.com. I encourage people to look at it. He's got, as his headline on this one, is Fauci ready to approve a COVID-19 vaccine, only 50% effective. Plus, there are several other great articles on there, his podcast, plus pick up one of his books. So thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Corsi.
My great pleasure. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
That's right, where you get your watches repaired and jewelry restored and have stones looked at and evaluated. If you're insuring some of your estate pieces, make sure you get to Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR1460.com and 96.5 FM.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daydre is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you
see the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
We got painted flamingos in the front yard. Picked your window with a
blue wall. Welcome back to Keep On
You
Radio.
Asked for a flamingo song. Ashley's going to find it for you.
I try to find things when they say, what kind of song do you want? So I said, this time, flamingos.
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 Hey, we might need that.
One.
Pink flamingos, slight chance of thunderstorms. 101 today with our overnight lows will be 76. Quick overview. Tomorrow will be 108. Be prepared for that. 104 on Wednesday, mostly clear skies throughout the rest of the week, with Thursday about 100 and Friday 104.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers is looking for some amazing caregivers. If you've ever thought about doing it, either full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call. She has picked up the slack for a lot of people that their caregivers fell by the wayside. So give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. You're talking about the premier home health care agency in probably, in all of Northern California, maybe all of California. Okay, we talked about how Robbie Cleary's and Cleary's restaurant has not opened up again because her restaurant is not the type that you can run at half speed because it's not a lot of seating in there. So, and she couldn't put anything outside because of the location she's at, and it's not conducive for takeout. It's hard to buy a $40 steak and put it in a styrofoam. So she didn't do that either. Well, now she says, well, I'm not going to open. I'm closing Cleary's down, but I am going to open up at Hillside Plaza on Hartnell. Now this is a brand new building that Marcus Parton and Kelly are putting together, and this is going to have businesses in there. But this restaurant, they're going to design it the way that Robbie wants. So, well, more room, outside dining.
From
what I heard, this is, isn't finished yet. But I'm so glad that Robbie's opening up again because it is one of the premier restaurants.
Well, what she said, of course, that was a little, made me feel a level of sadness, to be honest with you, reading a BuzzFeed out of the Record Searchlight on Sunday, was that she said it was costing her $10,000 a month to just for the expenses of the building. It would be if we were off air, for instance, we still have to pay ASCAP, BMI, utilities, rent, workman's comp, all of it. We don't just put it on hold. We have overhead expenses for this business. So it was costing her $10,000 a month. Okay, she's been closed for 5 months now. She just ordered brand new carpeting. She repainted the building, what it was to do any kind of, follow the guidelines, which would have meant probably plexiglass, which many people have done. And so there is a sadness that overcame me because of the fact of what that feels like in a certain location after all that work to just say, I have to now walk from that. And then even though she's walking away from the location, it just, I'm sure that is just one local incident that we know of. So Robbie's Cleary's over in that location is no longer. And, you know, she doesn't have how can you go back and open a business when you have these booths that it's a very intimate, wonderful little dining place and a groovy little bar? You know, so how are you can't do that in social distance.
Well, let's just talk about this for a second. Again, the total unfairness of Governor Newsom shutting down Shasta County and others like us whose numbers are low, whose are, you know, our infection numbers are low. We have one person in the hospital in the intensive care unit. I mean, it's ridiculous. And people are writing letters. People are, you know, different organizations are getting together and sending things to the governor. And what you hear is, well, there's going to be an announcement on September 1st. Well, okay, what's that announcement? What, you're running for president? You know what? The man, clearly, the job's too big for him on something like this. And people go, well, what would you do? Well, I tell you what I would do is if I would look at the counties and I would send the – I would give them the authority, not the responsibility, but the authority to open up their counties if the numbers were low, to run their counties. And I would trust them, trust and verify, I'd have somebody watching, but I'd trust them to open their counties up, to get their businesses running again, and instead of what he's doing. It's an arbitrary decision he made, and trust me, he's getting paid every 2 weeks or once a month, whatever it is. He's getting paid every 2 weeks. The people making the decisions on it are getting paid every 2 weeks. The people that, you know, as you go even in downline, they get paid every 2 weeks. They're not business owners. How many business owners out there are taking checks now, trying to keep their businesses open? So to me, there's no sense of urgency there. Oh, we'll wait another few weeks. There's no sense of urgency because they don't have to. They don't have to because they get paid every 2 weeks.
And something that's very important that happened on Friday, I'm just going to go, this is off of CNN World, but it also, you know, this is breaking news. But Prime Minister Netanyahu and Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan expressed their deep appreciation to President Trump for his dedication to peace in the region and to the pragmatic and unique approach he has taken to achieve it. Now, many of you are like, what? If you haven't, Israel, U.S., and UAE, normalizing Israel-UAE relations. A really big deal happened for a peace treaty in our world that has been something somewhat tumultuous, to say the very least. And I'd like you to comment on that, Carl.
Well, you know what? This is a huge breakthrough because it's not just the UAE. Now you're starting to hear a couple other countries are going to also open up diplomatic relations with Israel. This is something that every president has tried and every president has failed to do. You know, the fact that this is happening now is very, very, this is a very important development in the Middle East. A very important development in the Middle East.
Delegations from
Israel. You can see it probably, the chances of other nations joining in on this. And what's the underlying reason? You have to ask yourself. The fear of Iran. That's the whole thing.
Well, delegations from Israel and United Arab Emirates will meet in coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, direct flights, security, telecommunications, technology, energy, healthcare, culture, and environment, the establishment of reciprocal embassies and other areas of mutual benefit, opening direct ties between two of the Middle East's most dynamic societies and advanced economies will transform the region by spurring economic growth, enhancing technological innovation, and forging closer people-to-people relations. I mean, that's a really big deal for our world.
It is. We'll see what happens. Okay, when we come back, we have Shasta County citizens advocating respect. Be joining us talking about the DACA, the Dreamers Act here.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. To say that the 2020 Democratic National Convention, getting underway this evening in Milwaukee, will be different is probably a giant understatement. So much of the action will happen remotely because of COVID-19 concerns.
It is usually done in a setting where there's a huge crowd, there's cheering, there's energy, there's that excitement. I don't know what that's going to look like in this moment. It's going to be very, very strange.
Rutgers University analyst Debbie Walsh, among those slated to speak tonight, Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama. Former President Obama to deliver remarks later in the week, and President Trump, not impressed.
Now, these are the same people I beat last time, and they're not going to unite because they can't unite. They don't know how to unite.
Mr. Trump speaking this morning on the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends.
My biggest opponent isn't Biden. It's not the Democrats. It's the corrupt media.
The president will campaign in various battleground states this week. Mr. Trump to discuss jobs and the economy this afternoon in Wisconsin. On Thursday, he'll hold an event near Scranton, Pennsylvania, which just happens to be Joe Biden's hometown. House lawmakers having their summer break cut short.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California announced that she would call the House back from its annual summer recess for a vote this week on legislation to block changes at the Postal Service that voting advocates warn could disenfranchise Americans casting ballots by mail during the pandemic. The announcement came after the White House chief of staff signaled openness to providing emergency funding to help the agency handle the surge in mail-in ballots, and as Democrat state's attorneys general said that they were exploring legal action against cutbacks and changes at the Postal Service. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Checking Wall Street, a mixed picture right now. The Dow down 23 points, while the S&P is up 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Public health officials in India waging a desperate battle to get a handle on the coronavirus.
Both the number of deaths and total cases of COVID have been surging in India. The authorities are now counting over 50,000 dead and 2.6 million infections, the third worst hit country in the world. But India says the rate of infections, which only recently increased by a million in just 20 days, is starting to slow down. At the same time, testing rates are said to be at their highest levels.
That's the BBC's David Bamford. The European Council president has convened an emergency summit of EU leaders to discuss the presidential election in Belarus, a crackdown in the aftermath of the vote. The 27 EU foreign ministers say the election was neither free nor fair. They say they're refusing to accept the results of the balloting. News and analysis at townhall.com. The state of Iowa looking to Uncle for some help following last week's destructive wind storm.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is asking the federal government for nearly $4 billion to help recover from the unusual derecho that struck the state last week, killing at least three people and leaving thousands without power and extensively damaging crops. Reynolds filed an expedited presidential major disaster declaration after early damage assessments indicate more than 8,200 homes were destroyed or have major damage, and 13 million acres of corn has been lost, about a third of the state's cropland. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Lebanon facing a surge of coronavirus cases in the aftermath of this month's devastating explosion at Beirut's port. The blast killed scores of people and wounded thousands more. Lebanon recorded 439 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, along with six fatalities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air and over 4,000 guests.
Going to be 11 in December.
Whoa! Phone line to your 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can't escape. You can't. If you've got a phone or a computer, we will follow you, and we will find you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Monday morning tongue-in-cheek moment. Slight chance of thunderstorms today with our temperatures around 101. Overnight lows will be 76. Tuesday calls for about 108. Get ready for that. And partly cloudy on Tuesday night with our overnight lows of around 71. Wednesday, clear skies, 104. Overnight lows, 65. And Thursday, hot again with 100. And Friday, again, with the triple-digit figures of 104. Sunday will be sunny and hot again with 104. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and that's just the sound of the
crowd
coming off this pavement.
Okay.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, a veteran-owned business, located in Anderson, 365-3794.
Three.
Oh, I'm always a digit off, but you know, that's how I was kind of born that way.
That's true, but yeah. You know, it's one of the endearing things.
You got to scrabble the digits to get correct.
The thing about it is everybody talks about it's a dry heat, right? It's a dry heat, though. Don't worry. It's 108. It's a dry heat. Well, now it's raining. So now the dry heat becomes a humid heat. So not only do you have 108, now we have humidity. So what can I say? Except welcome to our guest, the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, or SCAR. Was on last month, and they're going to be on with us every month, and they're bringing in speakers and different. We're going to discuss different aspects of our world and about some things that you've heard about and maybe ignored or just never even heard about,
or open your mind and open your knowledge and things that you may hear of, such as DACA or like you heard SCAR. So with us this morning is Susan Wilson and Trent Copeland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm going to just start right off with.
Well, why don't you say what SCAR is?
Well, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, used to be known as Shasta County Citizens Against Racism, but we wanted to put a more positive spin on our language. And we're about social justice, civil liberty. We're not just about racism. You know, we want last month, we talked about civil discourse. We want people to be able to talk about those issues that are a problem for some people or a problem for another person in a way that makes it reasonable. So that's why we really enjoy being on your show.
We'd like to start right off with, Susan, you've been on our show several times here in the morning show, and let's talk a little bit about, I would like to get into the backgrounds of each one of you and how, you know, you're involved with the movement or helping people to educate people about, you know, open up, let's talk about this, let's have a conversation. So, Susan, how did you get involved with SCAR?
With SCAR? How did I get involved with SCAR? They had an event, and I think this is the same thing that sort of happened to Carl. They had an event that just made me think, this is something that's really important. The other thing about me is that I belong to the League of Women Voters. You know,
right.
I've been at the national level, the state level, and the county level. And I think SCAR and the League have a lot of things in common. You know what you're talking about. You know, pick up the issues that are important for the society as a whole and know what you're talking about. So that's my reason for being there.
Do you feel like you can sit at a table with have a cocktail or have a coffee discussion and that you can be the, what do you want to call it, the equalizer if you're with a group of women or men and we start to get into political heat where people are kind of slamming the table and saying, I can't believe that you think this or you think that. How do you normalize or equalize a moment like that?
Well, I call it managing a difficult conversation.
Right. There you
go. And, you know, there are three or four things that you need to be able to do. You need to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. That's probably the first thing. You need to not judge. You know, you need to allow for silence in the conversation instead of screaming and yelling.
Great.
And you need just to be open.
You were wondering what I was looking at, right? I was looking across the street. Somebody's tagged that sign over the weekend.
Okay.
And I just saw that. And they just
civil discourse. It,
you know what? It's one thing to say, you know, this is what I believe. But then you take a can of spray paint and you spray it on a sign.
This is not civil discourse.
That's not civil discourse. That's a crime.
But I like what you said, because if you can take those four strategies and implement those at Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up and the elections coming up and all different kinds of things that are coming up, and like you said, space, listen, you know, I like the space and listening right there. Are we going to normal, like a pad?
Yeah, and ask questions. That's the one I didn't say. But, you know, ask questions that clarify for you what the issues are.
Well, you know, but the other things are, I see things, and I've heard from people and all this, that their families have broken up over politics over in the last 4 years or
and
6 years.
And this year is no exception.
No, and I mean, my cousin's gay, and, you know, I love her dearly. You know, we don't see each other maybe once every 30 years because she lives on the other side of the country and all this. I love her dearly. She is totally the opposite on many issues.
It's really nothing to do with her sexual preference.
No, I'm
really
just telling you. I'm just telling you is that she is totally opposite than me on many of her political stances. But we always find something on Facebook that one of us puts something on the other one's likes, puts love on it and all that. I mean, we would never think about, I'm never going to hear you again. You're out of my family. I mean, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
but yet people are doing it, and they're doing it to close members of their family.
Yeah, I just
to me, there's got to be something else going
on. I've come
there.
To realize that I just don't think Facebook is a place that you philosophize on. It's really a place that you put pictures and like, oh, isn't it? Look at my dog.
Look at the puppy.
Isn't he cute? You know, I just don't even want to. Okay, so there you go.
We're also here with Trent Copeland, and good morning, Trent.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a retired high school teacher, a language development specialist for Shasta Union High School District. 28 years in the district, 25 at Enterprise High School, and I taught English to non-native speakers. We started at Nova High School, and Nova acted as a center for all of, mostly at the time, Southeast Asians coming into Reading.
The Hmongs.
And they would, Mien and Hmong, and we processed them. I would test them and plan their schedule and direct their program for the next few years. Slowly, I did such a good job. I did myself out of
a
work.
Job. once you get the first couple of classes in, and you do a good job, which I've heard that you do an outstanding job. You've worked yourself out of a job.
You taught them English too well.
Yeah, and then so you kind of sit there and you've got one person in your class. What about Spanish as a native language? Do we have many of those?
Not many.
That's what I thought.
A growing population, but we're still in the extreme north end of the state. But more and more, I still work with some. I've retired 5 years and still work with some of my students,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy that aspect of it very, very much. You know, I used to joke too that once they become American teenagers, I kick them out of my class.
Well, I would kick them out of my. I was a substitute teacher over at Enterprise. I taught every place here. Frankly, my favorite place was at Juvie for a variety of reasons.
I understand.
I have such a deep respect for teachers.
Thank you.
And people go out there in the chat book land and go, ah! But I do because I've done it. I know how hard it is. And you're standing there in front of these people and in front of these kids. And especially as a substitute, because right away they're going to try and take advantage of me.
Right.
Which is why I would put the 45 on the 1911 on the desk. Are we going to have problems today? No, Mr. Bot. And it was okay. No, but it's a valued profession. And when I see, you know, the facts that how many kids are coming in, you know, I look at our school system here in Shasta County, and I think we've got a great school system here.
I think
this is one of the things that would attract people from other parts of California or other parts of the states is that Shasta County has a good school system.
Well, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Trent Copeland and Susan Wilson. We're going to talk about DACA. We're going to talk about a lot of other things that are happening here in the North State. Yep.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. My parents just came up 87-89, trying to get them to move up to the Reading area. Took them into Judy. It was a wonderful thing to find out Kaiser versus what it is to, you know, supplement. So a lot of stuff that you don't realize until somebody will take you down and guide you through it. And we just experienced that on Friday. So
what a wonderful job she did.
Yeah,
too.
She really did. Gosh. And so we just encourage everybody who maybe, like with your fire, your fire insurance was canceled, or you're looking about automotive or moving
or
your
health insurance or life insurance,
all of those things. Check out Maxwell Financial and Insurance and Financial, 2210441. They're located at Hilltop Drive, right there across from the new Sprouts Market. So we'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, KCNR, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palo Cedro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, arts, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Time's 8:20 in the morning, and it is the 17th of August, 2020. We're quickly losing August here. 79 degrees going up to, 100 today? With, did we say we had a chance of thunderstorms?
Yes, a chance of thunderstorms. About 20% chance of thunderstorms with 101. Yeah. Wow. Hey, this portion of the show, you know, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Group and Center, the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is fully accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Group. Healing starts here. Okay, with us this morning, of course, we're talking once again with our guests, which would be Susan Wilson and Trent Copeland. Welcome back.
From the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
And, Trent, let's talk about two things, Dreamers and DACA.
Okay.
And what each one of them mean when we think about, okay, our Dreamer, DACA.
It can include DACA, and it popular culture has it has assumed that title. But the DREAM Act was originally about 2001, was a legislative act, and it bounced around Congress for many years, and it was modified here and there. DACA is an executive order because the DREAM Act, because Congress couldn't get it together on the DREAM Act. Then-President Barack Obama made the executive order in 2012 that at least part of the DREAM Act would be protection for those children who were brought here as children by their parents, undocumented. I know one that was six weeks old, lived in Reading his entire life. He's 21 now. And
well, he doesn't know anything else but the United States. But
no.
how old could they be in this thing? No, because I read things that they could be 26. I don't know if that's true.
Well, the executive order went through in 2012, and that's 8 years ago. So I've heard that they could be up to 31 now. There's a strict vetting process that's more strict than the normal vetting process for most immigrants. They have to prove that they've been in the country. They have to have verification for every quarter for 7 years from their time of arrival.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have graduated from high school. And this is DACA. And all DACA, it's deferred action for childhood arrivals. And it's not a path to citizenship.
No,
says you can't be deported.
Yeah, it's renewable to your period.
And they have to renew every year or every other year. Costs them about $495, I think, was the initial. Okay. It might have gone up to $600.
And that's a challenge for a lot of folks.
It sure is.
The big thing here is they can't have felonies or serious misdemeanors on their record.
That's correct.
So they're taking people that maybe have been here for years. Okay, what this does is it protects you from deportation. Now, this, of course, is an executive order that's gone through the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and to blocking the rescission of DACA. There was a, because it was an executive order, it caused a lot of consternation mm-hmm. there. But this is, like you said, this is totally different than the DREAM Act that's been around for a long time.
Correct. It hasn't passed. The DREAM Act deals with a lot of the issues and problems that people have with amnesty and that type of, and what about those who apply legally? The DREAM Act deals with those issues and provides a path to citizenship. DACA does not provide a path to
citizenship.
The DREAM
Act's never passed.
No, it has not.
You know, I don't think people realize that.
No, they don't.
You know what? I don't think people realize that. You know, well, look, we got the DREAM Act into it. Well, it's never passed. It's never passed. It's never passed. You know, both either the House of Representatives or the Senate, they may have passed one, but not the other.
Had the DREAM Act passed, DACA wouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, it would go
away.
This
is just a small component to protect those children.
Right. Now, what this does, the DREAM Act, is granting temporary conditional residency with the right to work to qualifying immigrants who entered the United States as minors. And, whether you know, so obviously, you know, came in illegally into the state, and they later satisfy further qualifications, they could obtain permanent residency. Now, Trent and Susan, as far as I'm concerned, our immigration system is hopelessly screwed up. And I can lay this on the Democrats and the Republicans. Oh, I mean, just fully lay it out on them. Because I have a friend, we have a friend, who is a British citizen that worked at the highest levels with us in the Marine Corps.
Intelligence.
He had every clearance that you could possibly imagine. And so he had a chance to come back and work here in the United States. It took him
four years
to get that. They had to go back to Britain to get their passports renewed again to come back. And now, you know, now they're okay. There's no reason it should have taken that long.
No.
And to me, if, you know, having a system that works correctly. And when I hear the term open borders, I just, my hackles go up totally.
It is a long process. It is Congress's fault. This is not President Trump's fault. This is not any past president's fault.
Yeah.
They've asked them to deal with it, but they continue to kick the can down the road. Part of it is a change in who has power control of Congress and the legislature. Part of this is whose elections interfere with that and why the DREAM Act has been altered. And each time it gets proposed, the House will say, well, we're not going to accept that aspect of it. And they alter it a little bit. But it hasn't passed, and I don't think it's going to.
And it's not either a Republican or a Democratic issue.
Both
parties have severe problems with immigration and coming to some solutions for immigration.
So if you were king for the day, and Ms. Wilson, what do you think, not to put you on the spot, but I mean, we all have our feelings of how do you immigrate in a good way to become like where you're part of
our society
and what our society is broken up in so many different subcultures. But I mean, like America, to become an American citizen. I mean, I've got a girlfriend that's been trying to become American citizen and what it costs to become a citizen today.
And the amount of time it takes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Foreign Service. And so my dad used to help young men immigrate to the United States by putting them in the military. And Carl and I had this discussion once before, you know, and he would enable it. That was an easier visa.
Right.
And you had an American sponsor.
Right.
And subsequently, my sister was the U.S. consul all over the world, managing those people who wanted to immigrate. You have to apply. You have to meet a lot of rules, a lot of regulations.
Which is fine.
And you have to pay.
Right.
And then you have to get in line. And so when you hear a president say, well, this year we're going to allow 17 immigrants from Spain, which isn't the number, but I'm just making this up, folks. Where are you on that 17 list? You might be 211. You know, it could take you years.
Okay.
Even after you've done every single piece of work that you need to do.
Okay.
it could take you years. There are different kinds of visas, though, and so up here, we have had a lot of physicians come in on J-1
right.
visas.
What's a J-1?
I don't know exactly. It's the name of it's
okay.
the number.
Well, it's probably
the,
a visa.
The part of,
yeah, it probably has something to do with medical exemptions
yeah,
for getting
yeah.
doctors
okay.
over here because
yeah.
we've been importing doctors like crazy.
Right. So J-1 visas, and that puts you in a different pathway. So one of the things that we need to recognize is that immigration to this country has many different paths.
Okay.
And a lot of it depends on what do we need. We need doctors desperately.
Mm-hmm.
We also need nurses. So you'll see a lot of nurses come from the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
for example. They come on.
We also need farm workers.
And yeah. we need farm workers. I mean, it's just a really complicated system that we have built.
But we had a simple system back in the 60s for farm workers.
And yes,
it was a system where we could have as many farm workers come across the border, and what is this called?
Bracero.
You could have as many farm workers as you wanted to come across the border, but you, as the farmer or the agricultural guy, had to provide their housing. You had to, you paid them. You provided their medical. At the end of the season, everybody went home,
mm-hmm.
and that system worked very well.
I
understand that Cesar Chavez was really against this. I could be wrong. But anyway, that system broke down and stopped. But it was simple. It took care of the people. They got paid. They could send the money home. And then they went home after the season. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, one of the issues that affected that was that we have year-long now, especially in California, need for people to work the farms. You know, they work the farms, they pick. It's a year-round thing. And that was one of the things that Cesar Chavez was talking about. He said, why are we sending them home so that somebody else will come to pick the prunes? You know,
well, why not?
But
why not?
Well,
you can help more people.
You could help more people, but you could also manage the people you have. I'm not taking a side here.
Right.
What Cesar Chavez said. Let's treat them like human beings. I mean, it sort of equates to slavery in a way. You know,
I don't see that at all.
Well,
how does it equate to slavery if they come and they're paid and they have a place to live and then they can leave?
The management of them as human beings and being viewed
okay.
as someone who isn't a whole human being.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry.
That's where I'm coming
right.
from.
And I understand that, and I understand your side of this. But to me, if I was a worker and being able to come to the United States, I get paid, I have a place to live, I'm not being abused, I can leave anytime I want. I come across and I work. I mean, I take contracts. I used to take contracts all the time.
Well,
I go to other countries. I'd work for a company. They provide me housing. When I finished, I'd come home.
I think you're talking about ideal conditions on the farm.
Right.
And
yeah,
I don't think all
farms are equal.
Farmers right. and contractors treat
right.
them.
And bad area. On them. But that's where,
yes.
now, you
yeah.
want to get the
exactly.
government into it.
Sure.
Let
yeah.
the government come down and inspect those places.
Yeah.
At this point, it becomes evident that, and I want to emphasize this, DACA is just one component
mm-hmm.
For students. The immigration issue is hugely complex, and it affects so much of everything. And anyone who wants to provide a simplistic answer to a solution is being deceptive, and you should
yeah.
be careful about that.
Okay.
It's going
that's
to affect
true.
The economy. It's going to affect the education. It's going to affect so many aspects.
Employment.
Of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we got
to
take another break.
I wanted mm-hmm. to bring up that aspect that
mm-hmm.
seemed to be working. And yes, you know, we're
but
workers.
But it was 70
we're
years
worker,
ago now.
I know. Oh, my God.
That's
we're going to take up.
70 years. That's 60. That's in the 60s. I think that's only like 50 years ago.
All
don't
right.
make me older than I feel. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what? This is where I get my haircut. I've had my haircut there for the last 13 years because I looked around a little bit. Then I found a place that I fit in. Owned by a veteran. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It works on appointments, and they thoroughly, thoroughly disinfect everything in between appointments for people. You wear a mask. They have disposable drapes, all that stuff. And Like I said, they work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share. They're coming to America.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. My gosh, let me see, 8:37 in the morning, 81 degrees out there, going up to 99. Looks like some possibly thunderstorms
20%
today.
20% chance of thunderstorms
so not
today.
Not only can you have 100-degree weather, but you can also have the humidity that goes with it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Huber has been in this business since 2004. Same location off of Caterpillar Road. A lot of people are redoing their homes. And if you're redoing your homes, the first person you should call is Mike. And give him a call at 241-STONE, because he's the type of person you can trust to leave in your house while you go on vacation, and then when you come back, you got a brand new kitchen or bathroom or anything.
I need a
You need a bathroom. You give Mike a call at 241-STONE or go to EstateGranite.com. I mean, he is just one of the best. Estate Granite.
And with us this morning again, Susan Wilson and Trent Copeland. We're talking about the DREAM Act and DACA. And these guys both have just incredible experience with both. Trent, at the break, we were talking about that there's going to be a new... Could just explain what we talked about at the break.
Well, some of the changes that they're talking about in immigration reform... Congress has to pass them. Tell us what the laws are. We'll follow them. But we need something out there that's reformed of what's in the past. So they're talking about a point system similar to what Australia uses. If you want to immigrate into this country, you want to be approved, you get so many points for your English-speaking qualities. You get so many points for the job that you perform. It has to be something that's essential or needed in the United States. And that just gets very flexible. You can come here on a visa, a work visa. Right now, if your employee indicates that you're an employer indicates you're an essential employee to that business, it might just be that you're the hardest worker there.
Yeah.
And then they arrange the point system and how much money you have. I have
They go education and
yes,
all these
education level.
So there's all of these ones you can quantitatively
correct
put a mark on, but it doesn't do what?
Well, the problem I have is I don't think we have the ability to determine who's going to be a greater benefit to this country. Our own historical past is that poor farmer came, brought his family, struggled against all odds to get the family here, and the kids made good on it.
Right. And you can't – how do you judge ambition?
And right
because
now –
because that was pure just a chutzpah,
exactly.
Ambition, drive, force, whatever. I mean, people died along the way. But they didn't – in those days – I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
right.
We're having am I interrupting you? I mean, it felt like in those days that the pioneers is that they didn't actually – they maybe were granted a piece of land – if they would develop property that was back in the, I don't know.
If they had the homesteading, they would have 5 years to develop it, put
a house
on it.
You're talking about the westward
right.
movement.
Right.
But
Western movement.
There are many, many immigrants that came that stayed right
yeah.
in Hoboken and
right,
right in
yeah,
Portland,
that's
Maine,
true.
And or didn't get those land grants. So I don't think they were – the immigrants that come here aren't given any favors. They're not allowed to – on any social services by the federal government. Each state can make different allowances for, like, waiving out-of-state tuition to go to the college. California has done that. But the immigrants are not – or undocumented, certainly, and or legal. I sponsored my own daughter-in-law. She's from Korea. And her process, paperwork process, was actually expedited because she was so very, very qualified. And I think it took the whole process just under 3 years.
Yeah. But
and that's expedited.
But she was had her paperwork
years.
There. For, yes, it's,
yeah.
it's
and
a
she had it on time. She obviously spoke English and all these things. But when we get into this, and I understand what you're saying, you know, and we all agree, I think most people would agree is that our immigration services here are screwed up and need to be changed. And I think we all agree that we need to have a border, that it's a border. It's a real border. But but we still need to have immigration in here.
I think so.
What about the fact of what I see happening in some European countries is a lack of assimilation into the culture? They have a lot of the immigrants have come in and taken over parts of wherever they're living. I'll say cities. They do not assimilate into that country's culture.
Well,
we have the same issue here, though. I mean, you go to San Francisco, you have Chinatown, you have Koreatown, you have Japan.
All across the country, we have
that. Every major city lives like that today.
But you don't see, I could be totally, they're more diverse in those.
They do assimilate, and you look at assimilation is an ongoing process, and if there's political assimilation, there's social assimilation, there's career. Economic assimilation, and none of them go at the same pace, but there is a great deal of assimilation ongoing.
I see, I see that in our country, and But I don't want to become like some of the other countries that they have no assimilation, and that it's causing them a great deal of problems. To me, this being such a great country we are, we have our problems. But I think everybody here agrees that this is a wonderful country.
I think, though, just to touch on something before you go to the phone or wherever, is that I think the issue of refugees might be different than the issue of immigration. Mm-hmm. So just as a person who likes to do civil discourse, I want to point out that we need to ask questions about refugees, management of refugees, as well as management of immigrants, mm-hmm. because not all refugees are immigrants.
True.
They're going from somewhere to safety, you know.
Depending on what their
depending
on their definition of safety in this. But let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. I have just two things in staccato fashion. One, taxpayers should not be forced to support any of these pro-immigration groups. If these people want to work for free instead of getting administrative salaries at great six-figure incomes, fine. Let them volunteer. That's it. I shouldn't have to pay for it because I'm against the illegal immigration. Second, illegal immigrants, 3 years and more after they enter the country, 75% of them are still getting social welfare.
Okay.
Look at immigration studies from an impartial point of view.
Okay.
They are. That's not that arguable. They are on public assistance. And the fellow there that parses it between federal and state, support them.
Thank you.
Further, DACA, who commits felonies, find sanctuary in all of state of California.
All right.
In certain other states and cities across the United States. So I just want to clarify. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. About time for a break. What he's saying, from what I understand, there's kind of a tough connection on my side here.
Mine too.
Was that, you know, people that come in here, that come across the border illegally, 3 years later, they're still drawing unemployment, they're drawing Social Security.
But you're
all of these.
Yes.
There's certainly no federal assistance helping them. If you immigrate legally, you're not allowed. It's a violation. If you're undocumented, you're undocumented, and how do you apply for any of those services? I don't know.
Yeah, but the states, though, can do it.
The states can offer things such as free tuition to colleges, small
free
things.
Medical.
Free medical they could get, but we don't pay them to come here, and we don't offer them any housing. They can't get on subsidized housing.
They
can't get food stamps. And if they're undocumented, they have no legal identification to get any of those services. So I think that idea is blown out of proportion.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here, but I want to. Rob Burrows called us and said down in Cottonwood, there's a lot of lightning and power outages in the Cottonwood area. Be alert for fires anywhere you see lightning striking. So please take a look if you're out in our Cottonwood area. Just be kind of start looking around out there. But if it's in Cottonwood, who knows? It can spread to here. 8:46 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
I got an engine in the station to talk about the U.S. inflation. I understand just a little.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community.
Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. That's true. A city on, you know, when you have somebody like Dr. Hayushi Nuka come on the show, and he is such a wonderful man, he and his wife, that they see America as that shining city on the hill. They're concerned about the things they see. But and for when we talk about people and immigration and all this, and how harsh our country is, or how, you know, here watching every day, seeing how bad people are and how bad America is, I should say. Yet you got people from all over the world fighting, risking their lives to get here. So we must be doing something right.
That's right.
And speaking of numbers, and we're here, by the way, with Susan Wilson and Trent Copeland from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking DREAM and DACA. And during the break, do we even have our arms around how many people are here undocumented or illegally?
In the United States, the best estimates that I've encountered seem to be consistent between 10 and 12 million undocumented.
Mm-hmm.
This New York, Illinois, California, and Texas have the bulk, have well over 50% of those. So in California, we're more impacted.
I've heard that California has about 2 million, and I don't know if that's true or not. But
Of the DACA recipients, less than 900,000 are DACA eligible. So we're 600,000 have under 600,000 have applied and are currently on the initial renewing stage of DACA.
Well, President Trump wanted to just count citizens in the census. What's the problem with that?
Well, I did work on the census a little bit.
By the way, next month, Susan's coming in. We're going to talk Electoral College and things that are going on with that. So, you know, right before the election, and so to talk about why the Electoral College is a great idea, or if you might. Or not. I personally
think how it really works.
How it works, though.
I would say many people don't even realize the Electoral College is what determines who's president.
Right.
You know, I mean, to be honest.
You know, how many people said, Hillary won? No. Hillary didn't win. If you ever watch that Saturday Night Live.
I'd like to have it broken down. I'm sure a lot of people would.
So that's going to be a great show next month.
Okay. That'll be great. Okay.
So let's talk.
So back to the question.
Yeah. If we are here, if the census is to count American citizens and to get an idea how many there are, but now we're including everybody.
So the Constitution actually says it's to count everyone who lives in the country. It doesn't say citizen. It says every person who lives in the country. So those people who are doing the census read the Constitution and interpreted it to say every single person who lives in the country. Babe, adult, immigrant, illegal, black, white, purple, lesbian, it doesn't matter. Every person who lives in the country. And so that, and the census is really important, and people don't understand this sometimes. Depending on how many people live in a designated area, a precinct, whatever it is, that determines your representation in Congress at the state level, at the federal level. So it is important that we count every person. Shasta County is notoriously undercounted, and some specific parts of Shasta County are notoriously undercounted. An Enterprise District is one. Mm-hmm.
When you say undercounted, why? You mean people don't fill out their...
People don't fill out the form.
Okay.
And people don't fill out the form a lot of times because they don't have the skill. I mean, maybe they don't read or write. You know, if you are mentally retarded, severely mentally retarded, we count you as a citizen. You are not able to complete your form. Somebody is there to assist you. And so then this year when we do the census, we run into the COVID pandemic. And how do we get people to go face-to-face and sit with you in your home and fill out papers? We're not going to be able to do this. So, people are predicting that there will be an undercount in the United States as a result of that. You know, is it going to be consistent across the state, consistent across the country? Don't know.
But what would happen if they didn't count people here legally or undocumented?
First of all, you'd have to figure out which people those are, not to count them. You know,
well,
I mean, because we don't ask you to produce your citizenship papers when you're filling out the form. So the form goes to every address, every livable address. Some of the people that are really at risk of being counted are citizens who aren't living in the same address as they were when the addresses came up.
Yeah, people move around a lot.
You know, and what about people who have no homes or who live in their cars?
Let's just say this, though. But the big thing on this is it's a political thing. I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
It is.
Because if you didn't count people here that were here illegally or undocumented or any way you want to say this, the numbers for our state would go down. Some people, one guy says up to 5 million. I don't know if that's true. But let's just say 2 million people. You lose 2 million people, then the number of representatives in the House drops.
Yes.
Other things drop. Mm-hmm. The Electoral
College
votes.
The amount of money
votes,
you get drops.
The amount
of money that comes from the federal government drops.
So
the government uses those statistics for freeway allocation funding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if the counts are lower, you're going to say, well, you don't need that much money for your freeway repair or whatever other.
So this, which you're saying, that's a big thing. How much is going to come in there for the infrastructure and how much for the bullet train? You know, we need billions more for the bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
But what's this do then if it does come to this undercount or a lot of people because of this census? It sounds like we could be missing a lot of people, and I'm talking citizens, you know, everybody. We could miss a lot this year.
It's a big issue. It's a big issue. The state of California invested a lot of money in putting together committees in each county to help count the census, you know, to develop plans that would work for the culture of that community.
Mm-hmm.
They did that back in August of last year. And then COVID hit, and really, we just have not adjusted to the parameters, you know, of COVID, and how do we change the way we count? Remember too that, depending on the census, the area represented will change for people like Brian Dolly and Megan Dolly who are running for office. That can also change. You know, the lines will be redrawn, and they just finished putting that group together to redraw those lines based on this census.
Based on
this
census. This census right now that's coming up. Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't have.
Those lines were changed before, if I'm not mistaken.
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
Okay, since we've been here, I thought, well, there was a. Because Nielsen had to change. His district changed.
Yep. Here's somebody said, it's funny, I returned my census months ago, and then a kid came around last week and left another one. Okay, I'll give you a second one then, because other people may not. You know, it's like ballots. You know, some people won't get one, so I'll vote twice.
I hope not.
Thank you so much for joining us, really. Susan Williams and Trent Copeland, really appreciate you coming in this morning.
I understand what? Frankly, and this is bad on Carl, I thought the Dream Act was something that was, you know, we keep talking about it. I just kind of thought it was established, but it's not, and it never has been, where I understood DACA, where it's just a continuing, hey, you're not going to get deported type thing, but you've got to stay out of trouble.
And that's why we wanted to come.
Yeah.
Yes. And thank you for helping us get the word out. It's a good humanitarian, fair thing to do.
It is.
And it just postpones it till we decide what it is we're really going to do.
Yeah, if we can just get them off their butts, okay, to figure out the immigration. Hey, tomorrow is Tuesday, and we have a whole bunch of surprises coming on. And
come on, good guys against the bad guys.
It's the good guys against the bad guys.